Welcome back to the Rise and Align podcast, where we talk about all things high vibrational. We are your hosts. My name is Haley.
And I'm Demi, and I'm so excited for today's episode. We are going to talk about high vibrational music and how you can use it to manifest the life of your dreams. So this is actually our second episode on this topic. If you missed the first one, definitely check it out. Today we're going to dive deeper. So I think to start this episode, we're going to go into how and why music can help you manifest. And then towards the end, we're going to talk about different songs and artists who we love that produce high vibrational music that can help you manifest the things that you want in your life. So if you're just wanting the songs, you can fast forward, but if you want the details, stay tuned.
Perfect. So right off the gate, and we'll try not to be too repetitive because we do have a lot of really amazing information in our first episode about this, but music is a frequency. Like, you are attuning to that frequency of what you're listening to, whether it be music or anything that you are, you know, intaking. So music is so special because it has such a way to connect to you so deeply. And if you can find things that align with what you're calling in and that connects with you on a deep emotional level, that almost like supercharges your manifestations. It puts so much energy, and it really truly fuels your manifestation. So that to me alone has been such a major component for manifesting. And also, I continue to be more and more aware of the music that I'm listening to because it is such a powerful tool for manifestation. And even if you don't realize it, what you're listening to can impact your energy and your vibration and maybe what you're calling into your life. So it's just, yeah, such an amazing tool.
Absolutely. So as we've said in probably every episode at this point, everything is made up of energy, and your emotions are energy in motion. Feeling is the conscious awareness of the frequency that you're vibrating at. And good music is not only a vibration in itself, but it also evokes emotion. So between the actual frequency of the music itself, as well as the words, which are spells, they're affirmations, they are powerful thought and emotion evoking tools, you can create what you want or what you don't want by listening to certain music. So in our first episode, we talk about lots of different examples both ways, but today I really want to talk about the frequencies. I think we didn't go as deep into that in our first episode, and I was looking more into it for personal reasons. I found an artist who creates music with certain frequencies intentionally. Now, the number 888 is 888 hertz is the abundance frequency. And I was like, why is that? Because I do sound healing, and that's not one of the frequencies I use. It's not a frequency that aligns with a certain chakra or anything like that. So, like, why is that considered the abundance frequency? So I started looking into it, and it said that 8 is the symbol of eternity, which, you know, it's like the sideways version of it, which means that it's reinforcing the concept of boundless possibilities and infinite. And it is considered a symbol of prosperity, apparently, in multiple different cultures. And it's meant to be to bring good fortune, balance, and peace into your life. That's in numerology, and it's also considered an angel number. And then the reason that they used 888 rather than just the number 8 is because they say that it amplifies the power of the number 8, which then brought me to thinking about Nikola Tesla's 369 method. So if you don't know what that is, Nikola Tesla believed that the numbers 369 formed the fundamental building blocks of the universe, and that they had profound impact on absolutely everything in the world, from energy and frequency to the structure of matter itself. So a lot of people will use the 369 method in manifestation to, you know, like, you can write down your affirmations 3 times in the morning, 6 times in the afternoon, 9 times at night, or you can use 369 in many different ways. But they say that it really adds a ton of power to whatever it is that you're trying to manifest. So I thought it was interesting that they use the number 8 3 times to amplify the power of that number. And also, I didn't know this, and this really has not much to do with music, but I just want to add this on since we're talking about 369. It said 3, 6, and 9 are the only numbers that can exist as energy without losing their identity, according to Nikola Tesla, and that current physics supports this concept. So I was like, ooh, that's really interesting. I love that. So I really do think that it makes a lot of sense why people use 888 as the abundance frequency.
That's super good. That just reminded me of a spell that I did last year for the Lionsgate portal, and it was kind of about calling in abundance and stuff, and I did bay leaves and I wrote 888 on them. And so that's just really magical and cool. But I hadn't realized, and I guess this totally makes sense, but like angel numbers and their meaning correspond with the frequency of the hertz as well, which right. is really cool.
I know, I never really thought about that prior to this either, but I was like looking into it because I was like, I want to know why. I always want to know why. Mm-hmm. But moving on, so solfeggio frequencies, I think we might have touched on these in the first episode, but what solfeggio frequencies are a set of 6 special tones that were used in medieval music, and they're said to heal. And each of these tones has a corresponding chakra. So I actually have tuning forks that have these tones, so I'll play you a little example of them as we go through them. But the first chakra is the root chakra. It is 396 hertz, and this chakra is meant to help you feel grounded, safe, and secure. If your root chakra is out of balance, you will feel that one.
Yep. And this frequency, like this healing frequency, can really help with like liberating yourself from guilt and fear and scarcity, and kind of help you feel more grounded and safe in your body. And I actually had some information on this as well, because I kind of had that realization of like, or I don't know, we're just aligned and wanting to talk about the solfeggio frequencies. But there is a biochemist, and his name is Dr. Glenn Raines, and he conducted research on sound frequencies and, you know, looking into the effect of sound waves on the human body, which is what these frequencies are often used for, to actually heal your body. And he discovered that some music types heal your DNA, and others can harm it. And then, you know, proving the theory that sound frequencies have effects on your health and general wellness, which is so profound and amazing. There's scientific research that backs that music can have an impact on your well-being. And then, he found that, you know, the solfeggio frequencies, they interact with your brain to generate vibrations in your body, and the vibrations can have positive mental, emotional, and physical effects, which may result in, for example, a state of calm, relaxation, stress relief, better sleep. And then we can continue talking about specific correspondences with the 6 frequencies as well.
Okay, thank you so much for doing that, because that's like the missing information that I needed. But yeah, I love that, you know, sound healing is a real thing. So these frequencies can be within music, or you can listen to just the frequency itself. Either way, it is healing, and it usually feels really nice. Like, it feels really relaxing. So I will play the root chakra frequency. So that is 396 hertz. The next one is the sacral chakra. It is 417 hertz. And this chakra is related to creativity, pleasure, and sexuality. Dogs coming around, animals tend to really like sound frequency. The next one is the solar plexus, which is related to power, will, determination. It is known as the seat of the ego, and it's related to confidence and decision making as well. And I believe that 528 hertz is like the growth frequency. So people will play this frequency per plants, and it will help plants grow like really fast.
And this frequency is known to be the one that helps with like DNA repair or
that one like relieved the headache that I had. The next one is the heart chakra frequency. It is 639 hertz, and this one is related to love, compassion, forgiveness, and abundance. The next one is the throat chakra. It is 741 hertz, and this one is related to communication, self-expression, and authenticity, which I think is perfect for the eclipse that we just went through and the moon being in Aries. The next one is the third eye chakra. It is 852 hertz. This one is related to ability to see clearly both physically and intuitively. It's also related to your intuition, psychic abilities, interconnectedness of all that is. It makes sense that the frequencies that are related to the different chakras are higher as you go up on the body as well.
I was just thinking about that too.
And the last one is the crown chakra, which is known as the gateway to the spiritual self, the higher self, and it is connection to the divine. And this one is 963 hertz. So if you feel like there's a certain chakra that you need to work on, it can help to listen to the corresponding frequency. Or if any of those felt like specifically really good to you, maybe listen to more of that frequency.
Totally. My new favorite thing, it's not super new, but I work from home now, and while I'm working, I will just play like a sound frequency that like aligns with what I want from that day. And I do actually have this playlist, and I do think that it is also sound healing frequencies, but it is called, I think, the Celtic Fantasy playlist on Spotify, and it is like magical but sound healing and relaxing and calming, but it also is like exciting. Love that. I highly, highly, highly recommend that playlist.
The Celtic...
Celtic Fantasy Land. That's what it is.
Oh, perfect.
And I don't know if they changed the cover photo, but the picture is like a tree and a cute, like, antique mirror in the woods.
Cute.
But it's just so good. And there's no words in it. It's just, like, frequencies and just, like, magical music. And I just love it so much.
Yes. I love that. That said, I made a little positive manifestation playlist as well. So we'll definitely link the playlist that we like and make and whatever down below for you guys if you are interested. Do you have anything more to say before we go into like what songs?
Yeah, I did just want to say, like, if you didn't know hertz, because these frequencies are measured in hertz, which measures the number of wave cycles or frequency passing through a given point in a second. So just keeping that in mind. And then, you know, obviously, as we started at 396 hertz, that was more like deeper, low toned. And as it went up, the frequency is faster, so it kind of makes sense that it would be higher pitched.
Yeah. I as you're saying that, I'm like, math really intertwines in absolutely everything. I think it's fascinating. It's math is like a form of magic, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Like it is the foundation of our universe. Like, yeah, numbers, mm-hmm, are the foundation of all it's insane.
It is. Everything is intertwined. Yes. As we say every episode. Okay. So I think I mentioned this particular artist in our last episode. However, he has expanded quite a bit in his career since then. And he is super into the law of attraction and knows that certain frequencies are corresponding with like abundance and love and different things like that. So he has intentionally put those frequencies in his music, which is pretty much just affirmations. And his name is Abel Hart. So a few of my favorite songs from him right now are Masterpiece, Money, Destiny, and Too Good. His style of music is a little different than what I normally listen to, but because it is so high vibe, I've like fallen in love with it anyway. So I definitely recommend give it a try or two.
Yeah, it's so good. It's just so positive and happy, mm-hmm, but it still kind of has like, it's not like, you know, too spiritual or anything, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's still kind of like you get to have fun with it too. But I wrote him down as well, like one of my favorite new people. He has a lot of songs that have like the hertz in parentheses of like what it is attuned to, so you can look those up and see like what corresponds if you really want to like know what frequency he is putting into his music. But I think that is so special and unique, and I want to see more of that from artists.
Yes. So I have seen a couple other artists do this, but he is definitely one of the first and possibly the most popular right now, and I think probably the best in my opinion. But there is another guy. His name is Mellow Will. He has a couple songs that are with the frequencies as well. One of them is called Hit the Jackpot, and it's all about attracting abundance. So I just liked that he did that. And even if the artist isn't like my favorite, I will listen to stuff like that because it is what I want to be consuming and thinking about and aligning with.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is just so helpful. You're not going to be surprised by this one if you've ever heard an episode of our podcast.
Literally every single one.
Russ. I have never been more obsessed with an artist in my life. He has been so positive since day one. And he definitely has a wide range of like styles of music. And some of them are emotional, but I think that it's in a healthy way where he's processing. His most recent album was Santiago, and there are like some dark songs in there, but I really think that it's just him uncovering these childhood wounds that he's held on to and really processing that and growing from that. So I think that that's amazing. But he has so many positive manifestation songs. He literally has a song called Manifest. My favorite most recent song he's come out with is In the Dirt, and in that song he talks about how like worry is the devil, and when you're feeling like fear, anxiety, worry, doubt, it's just the devil talking, and he's gonna put him in the dirt. He says, on God, I'm gonna put him in the dirt. And it's just so uplifting, and it sounds like really spiritual. I'm really not very religious or anything, but it is such a good song. It's so,
mm-hmm,
good.
Mm-hmm. He has so many good songs, and mm-hmm, when he writes his music, like, he is putting good vibes into his music, and it a lot of his music is about his journey mm-hmm. as well. But I think, you know, that is so important to acknowledge that as well, because that is how you process and heal things. And he's basically showing people how he's done that. And I think that that can help other people do the same. But so many of his songs have profound lyrics in it that are life changing. And I do have a few that I wanted to talk about just because, like, they're so good. So let's see. So he has a song called Put You On Game, and he says, "Don't listen to people who lose or you'll do the same." And then he also states, "Stop spending money on weed and hop on a plane." And I think that's so funny because we were kind of talking about that in our travel episode of, like, priorities. Like, you mm-hmm. can travel the world. It's about, like, where you want your priorities to be. So that is such a good song. His album Santiago is actually inspired by The Alchemist, an amazing book that is well known in the spiritual community. He has a song called Money on Me. If you want to call in abundance, listen to that.
I wrote this one down too. It's such a good one.
It's so good. I was listening to it on my way here. It's a bop. Okay. Since I Was Broke, another great one for abundance. And it's a story of, like, it's basically telling you how to.
I've been saying it. I was rich since I was broke. It's a state of mind. You got to know.
Yes.
He knows. He gets it.
And it's so funny. I had a Nissan. So it's like in the song, he's like, "That ain't a Nissan. That's a McLaren. That's what I tell myself. That's how I got it."
Yes.
And that's me driving around in my Nissan.
Same.
And then, like, the thoughts in my mind are directly connected to what's in my pocket.
He gets it.
Like, this stuff is like gold. Okay, go mm-hmm. listen. Paid off. All my cars paid off. My house is too.
I can never get laid off. I don't know about you.
Freed up. Another one. Okay, I'm freed up to do what I please. I love it. Listen to my spirit and my heart. Gotta trust it.
Yes. Like,
that is my gospel music. Okay.
Yes.
Obsessed.
I also wrote down I Love Me. If you are, you know, kind of in the process of learning self-love, like so many of us are, I love me way too much to put someone else above me. So good. So good.
So good. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, he has countless, most of my playlist consists of his music.
Same. Every year, like, my Spotify Wrapped comes out and it's like, Russ.
same. Always my number one artist. Russ, we love you so much. Thank you for everything you're doing to help raise the frequency of the world.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Infinite love for you.
He has a book too. Like, read his book. He is a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. His book is called It's All in Your Head, because it is.
Yes. It is.
It's so good. So I've actually found some pretty high vibrational people by looking at his collabs. So I use Apple and Spotify, but if you go on Apple and you scroll down a bit from, like, their top songs, you'll find collabs. And there are quite a few people who have really high vibrational lyrics that are collaborating with him. And I think that that's probably why, because they see that within him and they're like, I need to do a collaboration with him. And I don't know how he agrees. Some of them are not the most musically talented, in my opinion, but some of them are, and pretty much all of them are really positive messages. So I found some cool people through his collaborations. Another person which I really love, and now he's kind of ghetto, this is ghetto rap music, but everyone's different. Everyone likes different things. What I love about this person is he's very spiritual. He understands manifestation and he has been through it. Like, you know, he has a song called Get It Out the Mud. And I think that that's a message that so many people talk about, because so many people do have to manifest from coming from nothing. And that's part of our expansion here. And so he really understands that. But he has come so far in his music and in his life. And his most recent album has some songs on there that are wonderful. One is called Heal You. Another one is called Healing, and another one is called God's Slippers. And all of these, he talks about, like, the healing process. He talks about, not using like unhealthy coping mechanisms, and, you know, staying clean and acting from love and loving yourself no matter what and no matter who leaves you, and believing in yourself, and in God's Slippers, like, it's a more fun kind of song. It's slow, it's like faster. And he talks about, like, I borrowed a pair of God's slippers to, like, make these miracles happen. And he talks about, like, being thankful to God for everything that he has. And I love it. I love it. I love the messages. I love to see the healing masculine archetype strive for success. And it's so good. It's so good.
I love that. And love that you're representing for that genre. And I'll be here to represent the pop girlies. So we have to talk about Ariana Grande. We talked about her in the last one, but she just released a new album. She has some profound spiritual messaging in her music as well, and she has publicly gone through some horrendous things that nobody on this earth will ever even understand. Won't go into details, but she has just really amazing music to help you manifest, and I think really helps with self-concept, helps with feeling like successful and feeling just really connected. So she has on her new album a song called Saturn Returns Interlude. Gives me goosebumps every single time, and it's not even a song. It's just talking about how basically around your 30th birthday you go through your Saturn return, and that at that time it's like you are ushered into like being and finding who you really are. And it kind of talks about that in that little interlude. It's so good. She has a song called, I wrote The Boy Is Mine, but I think it's That Boy Is Mine. And it's truly just about like divine love to me. It's really a really good love song. And Ordinary Things is about, you know, the day to day in relationships and how you can kind of find magic in that too. Like, we can go to, you know, the Alps and go skiing, or, you know, I'm just as happy like being here with you in this moment doing, you know, the day to day. And she has in previous albums, and, you know, we've touched on this before, but Just Like Magic is like iconic, my theme song. Like, I love it. I get anything I want because I attract it.
Period.
Yes. Successful. Another really amazing song. It feels so good to be this young, to have this fun and be so successful. I'm so successful. Like, those are affirmations that I want to be telling myself, and to find that in a song to me is so amazing and so high vibrational. And like we had said, words are spells. We're speaking this into the universe. So the words in her music is truly like what I want to be calling in. So it really, really aligns with me. And then I'll just talk about Taylor Swift quickly, just because she does have some really high vibrational songs, and I'll have them in the playlist that I made for Spotify on high vibrational music. One that I particularly love is called Paris, and it's basically, in my perception of it, you know, she talks about like, no, there's a line that says like, no, I didn't see the news, I'm sorry, or something. And I don't know, it sounds way better than that. But, and it's like, nope, we don't watch the news here. We pretend that we're in Paris drinking champagne even when we're not. And then there's a line that's like, oh my gosh, I can't think of it. But anyways, it's a really good like high vibrational song if you can like perceive it that way. I think there's so many songs that you can listen to that on the surface level can mean so many different things, but they can also align with something more high vibrational if that's what you are aligning with. Like, you can kind of tap into different aspects of songs based off of how you perceive them.
Oh my God, yeah. I was thinking that so much as I was making this playlist, because there are a lot of songs that I have like Kevin Gates, he's got some lyrics that are so profound and so good and so high vibrational, and then he'll say some ghetto thing about, like, I don't know, the past, right? And so it, depending on, like, what mindset you're perceiving it in, you can be like, oh, that's ghetto and low vibe, or you can be like, yes, I heal you, like, this is so good, and be like on that vibe. And I noticed that about so many different songs that I was listening to. And I also, at the end, I'm gonna name a couple that I think are just fun, but and they make me personally feel good, but that's probably because of my own trauma, because I think they're a little bit toxic. But I think that how you feel is the most important part of anything, right?
Totally.
Anyways, that said, I really like this song that came out from Dave and Jack Harlow. First of all, what a collab. Love it. It's called Stop Giving Me Advice. And I just love this because I think it's so important to consider who you're asking advice from. And in the song, he says, like, have you ever been to Italy and eaten Italian? Like, have you ever had everyone around you be inspired by you? And, like, have you done all these things? And for me, I'm listening to it, and at first I was like, actually, yes, to most of those things, yes. And when people who I know are, like, not happy and they don't really like their lives and, like, I don't really want what they have, try to give me advice, it always feels so bad. And I'm like, why are you, like, why are you telling me this right now? Like, why are you so, like, almost mad at me and, like, negative? And, like, you don't, you're mad that I believe in magic. Like, you're mad that I believe that I can manifest what I want. Is that because you don't believe you can? Like, stop giving me advice. Mm-hmm. Stop giving me advice. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yes, I love that. Because it is so important that you're not taking advice from people who don't have what you want.
Just on a side note, this is just, like, coming in. Like, people sometimes, when people care about you, they want to keep you safe.
Yeah.
So their opinions about whatever or their advice that they're giving you is coming from a place where they want you to be safe. And if they haven't done a lot of those things, it might seem scary to them, or they might worry about how it will turn out for you.
Yeah.
So it comes from a place of, like, I want you to be safe, so you shouldn't do that. Or, like, mm-hmm. you know, it can come off that way. And it means well, mm-hmm. but you still have to be mindful of, like, who, what you're letting, truly letting filter through, and who you're truly going to listen to and follow and take advice from.
Yes, that's so good. And I do think you're right. I think that most people are not coming from, like, a bad place. But it's sometimes difficult to remember, when you love and care about somebody, their opinion might not necessarily be the best perspective to take on, even though you know that they love you, mm-hmm. and they're, you know, they're meaning well. It still might not be the best. But mm-hmm. anyway, I like that song because it's just a reminder of, like, you know what feels best to you. You don't have to take advice from other people, and, you know, you can consider who the advice is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
One that I found really recently, and I just started looking through her songs, I was like, oh my gosh, she's so good. Her name is Queen Herbie, but it's Q-V-E-E-N, and she has so many good ones. Thank Goddess, Vitamins, Lucky, Daydreamer are a few of the ones that I found that I really love. All of her music is basically just affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
I think I have listened to some of her music, but I haven't, like, sought her out and found more of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me really want to.
Yeah, yeah. I just recently discovered her, and at first I was like, it's not, like, really my style. But the more I listened to it, the more I was like, she gets it. She knows. Mm-hmm. She knows. And so now I'm like, okay, I kind of like her. Another one I thought was really interesting just came out. Russ has a girlfriend named Jonica, and she just released a song called Being a Girl. Now, my first take on this, I was like, this is so, like, simple-minded. I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh, what is this? But then, so that was just, like, the previews that I had heard on Instagram. And then I went and clicked on it, and I kind of, like, listened and looked at the lyrics, and I was like, this is a divine feminine affirmation song. That's what that is. And it's really light and flowy and really girly, and it's grown on me quite a bit.
I love that. That's magical. I haven't listened to that one. I have a couple of my Irish lads that I have to share because they're my favorite. Obviously, it especially aligns with me just because that's, like, the just really resonates with my soul and my heart. But there is an artist named Darren Kiley. He's from Ireland, and he has some really amazing music. Some of it is a little bit more about like transforming energy, kind of like Russ, where it like it does reference some a little bit more like negative contrast type things, but like how you can grow through them and come out of them. And one of his songs is called Ella, and one of the lyrics in there is "We can rise up from dark places." It's a really special song. I love that so much. He has another one called "Inside My Mind." I can't be these feelings that I feel. It's very like shadow work-esque. Like, I think that sometimes shadow work can be hard to grasp, like what that truly means and how you work through that. And that is a good song that kind of resonated with me and my work with like my own inner shadows and stuff. So that was a good song to kind of help with transformation for me. Lost and Found is a good one. It's basically talking about like go out and get lost, go out in the world, do things, see things, and find yourself. And you know, things won't always be like this. I know that they told you that your dreams are nothing more than make-believe, but I can see the light bursting at the seams. Get away from the things holding you down. Like, it just has really a really good meaning. So I highly recommend him. He is fairly he's newer in his journey. Like, he is not like a super big artist, which I think also is really special. I had the opportunity to meet him recently, and it was just really special. He's a really great person, and I think that he really puts like his heart and soul in his music, and it is a good like person to be listening to. And then Niall Horan, another Irishman, he has some really great like love songs that I'm going to recommend just a few. He has a song called "You Could Start a Cult," and it's kind of like worshiping like this woman. Like, she is so amazing that he would like follow her even if she started a cult, like but he says like, "You're so much more than beautiful to me," and it's just, it's super good. Black and White is such a good love song, especially if you are wanting to manifest like getting married. It's like, "When did I first know? I always knew." And he sings like, "I see us in black and white," and it's just, it gives me goosebumps. It's a really special, special song, and honestly it would be a good wedding song. But those are a few of my favorites from Niall. He is, again, I just feel like these Irishmen, they're very just like wholesome and truly put their heart and soul in their music. And Darren Kiley, his music is inspired by Celtic folk music too, like older Celtic music, so you can kind of hear that in some of the music, and it just feels so homey to me.
I love that. I'm like in tears. I'm like, it really does show when people are authentic in their music, you know. And Russ talks about that too, like, so his mom is a life coach, and he talks about in his book how she says boundaries down, like walls down, because people can't use your vulnerability against you if you're willing to expose it yourself. And I think that just translates so much, and like the best music comes from those people who are willing to put their soul in their music, you know. So another one, her name is Caitlin. It's KTLYN. She was actually signed by Russ recently, and she has a ton of really positive ones too. She has a song called Manifest, and she also has a song called Flow State. Her music is definitely more like ghetto rap as well, but like it's really good. An older one is called Goddess, and it's by Jaira Burns, but it's such a good one if you're like wanting like self-love, self-confidence affirmations. So good. There's one called Pronoia, and it's by Carly Pearl, and she's so like, it's happy, it's not ghetto at all, it's like girly girl music, and she sings pronoia, it's the opposite of paranoia, and then she talks about like manifesting throughout the whole song.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've heard that word before, but I don't know where. That's, I want to listen to that.
Another one I found recently, and this one is almost like Jamaican sounding, but it's so happy. I love it. It's called Good Energy, and it's by Young, Y-U-N-G, Wylin, Young Wylin. It's not ghetto at all. it sounds like happy Jamaican music almost, but it's really good. Super positive.
I think I have a couple more to share. There is Maisie Peters, and it's called There It, I think I have a typo again, but I think it's There It Goes. And it is a breakup song, but in the song it says, I'm back in London, I'm running down Columbia Road, dancing with the coven, the girls and I do yoga, time to let go, and talks about it being like his loss. And it is like she's acknowledging the breakup, and she's acknowledging that it hurts and that it's hard, but she's also talking about all these amazing like high vibrational things she's doing to heal and like come back to herself. And I just like get chills. I love it so, so much. And then this artist, I don't know much about him other than just this song, so I can't recommend him as an artist, but it's Benson Boone, I think.
Oh, I've heard of him. Yeah. Yeah,
and it's called Runaway, and it is kind of like bringing this girl back into perspective, and he's kind of like there for her, and she's kind of like having a mental breakdown. He says like, you're trying your best, but you keep falling apart. That's kind of like the premise of the song, but there is a lyric that says, come and look at the stars, the universe in front of us knows how small we are. And it just kind of like brings her back to earth, and it's kind of like, I just always love when things like reference like the universe and cosmos, and you know.
Yes.
So it does just kind of bring you back to earth and remind you that like things are just really, none of this really truly matters, you know.
Yes, so good. I have so many, so like I said, we're just gonna link the playlists. A couple of random people who are smaller that you might not have heard of. Coda the Friend, he's got really positive music. Nick D, he's got a ton of like love songs. He's really like high vibe, like more radio style. He's not as much like rap like a lot of the other ones I've referenced. I found this girl named Tanner Adele recently, and she's got some really cute music too. She's very like authentic, like summer country music vibes. Love You a Little Bit is really cute. And then she's got another one called Buckle Bunny, which is like, it's kind of like ghetto country music, but for some reason it's so catchy, and I really like the girl. Also, ironically, Bugsy Malone. So he's known as more of like a ghetto British rapper. He has this song he recently released called Ladies, and it is so healed masculine vibes. It's so good. He talks about how he wants the woman to feel safe around him, and how he sees no point in sex without feelings, and how he doesn't like, don't take your clothes off because I want to get to know who you really are and connect to your soul, and like, so good. Like, where did this come from? I'm so proud of you, Bugsy. Like, so good. RD has this song called Oliver Twist, and he talks about how he read The Secret and he knows about law of attraction, and like, this is how he's manifested this success that he has. He's also a British rapper. Dave is another British rapper who I mentioned earlier, has a song called Starlight, and in that song he references like law of attraction and connecting to the universe, and like, it's just so good. It's so good. While I'm on British rappers, Stormzy, I love him so much. His can be definitely perceived in different ways, but a couple of the songs that I really feel like are very empowering, one is called Mel Made Me Do It, and he just talks so much about manifestation of success and like that high vibrational feeling that you want to have when you like, you know, you're the one, and like, you have to have this confidence in yourself in order to create that life for yourself. It's so good. And Wiley Flow is an older one by him, but I love the line he says, "I can't drop the bag, I'm the bag." Mm-hmm. And it's just so much of like that self-confidence that got him to where he is. And I love seeing that in people's music and being like, okay, yeah, that's really what the mindset that it takes to get there. Like, you're on the path, you're going the right way. And it really helps you align to that feeling. He's got a song with Ed Sheeran, who we love, called Own It as well. And it's just like about like telling the girl like own it, because like you've got it, like you're everything and you can do this. It's so good. I think that's it for my British rappers pretty much. But yeah, there's so many, so we will link them if you're looking for new music. And yeah
totally, make sure that you guys check out these playlists, because they're so transformative. It'll change your life. Like, you are going to be like infusing your life with even more magic. And you know, that's why we're here to give you all the tools that you need to manifest all your dreams. So it can happen. It's possible. And all these songs are going to affirm that for you.
Yes I love that. Pretty much every single person that we mentioned is a representation of that too. Like, all of these people, there's this song, I think it's in Stop Giving Me Advice, is it? Or maybe it's one of Abel Hart's songs, but he says some people need to shut up, and it's because they're saying, oh, it's not possible, oh, like manifestation isn't real. And the people who believe that manifestation is real and that you can have this are the ones who do have it. Like, that is why these songs to me and these artists to me are so profound, because they're not just talking about it. They have it. They are proof. So if you align your mindset with theirs, there's nothing that can stop you from having everything that you want.
Totally. And you're aligning yourself with that frequency, their mm-hmm. frequency. When you're listening to really negative music with lots of negative things happening in them, like, obviously a lot of those people probably have a lot of money, but they're likely not happy. They likely have a lot of issues going on in their life, and that is the frequency that music is going to hold as well. Like, mm-hmm. you are tapping into that frequency.
Yes. And you can easily see that when you think about like some more ghetto artists. A lot of rappers have died or been killed. You know, a lot of them overdose on drugs. Like, it's a lot of them go to prison or jail or get shot, or there's just so much negativity wrapped up in that. Words are spells. Everything is made up of energy. It does matter. What you're listening to is going to have an effect on how you feel, and therefore how you act, and therefore what you're creating within your reality. So listen to what you want to manifest. On that note, we're going to pull a card for you and wrap it up. I hope that you guys love this episode. I had so much fun. I love music so much. I think that so many people do. You know, it's so profound. It really does evoke emotions in us, and it's just so good. What a happy tool.
I totally agree. And the music episode is our most loved episode from you guys. So we kind of wanted to have this as an offering for you, because we heard you, we see how much you're appreciating that. And it makes me feel so good that you are wanting to listen to high vibrational content and you're looking for that. So thank you for that. So, I'll give you that.
Okay, this card is so pretty. It's called Hiraeth. It says, longing for home, homesick for the stars. And there's a picture of a woman standing on a mountain. And then it's like this beautiful pink cloudy galaxy towards the sun. If you are watching the video, I'm holding up the card for you.
I feel emotional about this. Like, I'm nervous to read it because I feel emotional about it. We are reading from the Starseed Oracle, and it is by Rebecca Campbell and artwork by Danielle Noel. So this card represents longing for home and homesick for the stars. So Hiraeth is a Welsh word that's difficult to translate, but it refers to a certain longing or homesickness, a yearning for home or a place to which we cannot return. This unexplicable, unshakable longing for home is common in starseeds and old souls. Perhaps you've had it since birth. For some, it's a distant memory of a planet, galaxy, or star system in the universe that their soul remembers and yearns to return to, a place that they have experienced more than Earth. For others, it's a longing for the unity of Source, a remembering of interconnectedness, oneness. This yearning can lead some starseeds to travel, searching all corners of the planet to find a physical place that feels more like home. For others, it can manifest as a need to find home in people, communities, and relationships. A journey to find somewhere they truly belong. If you resonate with this yearning for home, but don't really know where home is, you're being invited to remember that your soul chose to be on Earth. You're being called to fully commit to embodying your life. You're being reassured that you didn't come here alone and that your soul consciously decided to experience what it's like to be a soul in a human body on this planet at this time. You're being called to anchor all of your presence, your personality, your soul, and your spirit in the here and now, to fully commit to living this life right now, to commit to putting 2 feet completely in. Starseed soul inquiry. How can you commit more fully to your life?
So good. So I have had some contrast going on lately, and it's led me to have that kind of feeling, right? And I've realized that the feeling of home to me is alignment, you know, alignment with myself, alignment with the divine, and that you cannot go anywhere or do anything or rely on external circumstances to help you get there. But the good news is you don't have to. You can get there. It's within you. And that feeling, it will create the external circumstances for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, home is within.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really good. I don't have anything to add to that. Just have to let that settle.
For me, that really fits with this episode, because whenever I am feeling, you know, any of those emotions that are not so happy, I use music to get there. I use music to remember who I am and what I want to align with and where I want to be and where I'm going and what is meaningful to me. And sometimes the feeling of contrast will come from like what I'm experiencing, right, and who I'm around and stuff, and I'll like lose myself a bit. And I think listening to these people who are so aligned with what I believe is like, oh yeah, that's right, like that's who I am, that's what I believe, this is how I want to feel. Mm-hmm. And it's such a powerful tool for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good. I couldn't agree more. With that, thank you guys so much for being here, and we would love for you to share your favorite high vibrational music with us, because we would love to pass that along to all of you. So share with us all of your favorite high vibrational music, and that way we can all give it a listen. Thank you so much for being here. As always, we are forever grateful for you, and we will see you in our next episode.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.